Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Did you hang up on me?
Yes, I've just been advised that you're not even in Australia and I'm not to give you any information.
When I ask you any information, just tell me.
But how can you... You don't even have my account details. You don't even know who the hell I am.
So what do you think, ma'am? I'm going to share your account detail over this call. Do you want that?
Sorry, say that again. I can hardly understand you.
Should I share your account detail over this call, right? You want that, right? And then your information going to be compromised. We are trying to help you. We are securing your information. You are telling me that I'm not a good person. Very good, ma'am. It's very good. You are hurting me right now.
All I know is that the bank has told me that the number that this call came from is a scam number and that I am not to give any information and that no money will come out of my account.
So you tell me who's
trying to draw the money out of my account.
I'm telling you, there is one person whose name is David Wilson, right? He's trying to misuse your personal detail, right? And as you are telling me that your bank told you that this is a scam number, just ask your bank, should they call you from their personal number? They're also calling you from these types of number. The whole company have these types of number, all right? Just call your bank and ask them, do you have any idea about this type of thing? If I'm going to blank, like, if I'm going to report about your bank, then how is that? How can they
just
say
call
that?
Hold on, and I'll go back into them.
Yes, I'm hold on. Just go ahead. Connect them with me. Connect them with me.
Just hold on. I'm going to have to find someone who can help me.
Yes, go ahead. What happened, ma'am? Are you in your bank now?
Yes.
You are in your bank, right? Hello?
Sorry, I'm here. Yes, I'm in the bank.
Yes, give that call to your bank manager.
Yeah, well, I will as soon as someone's free. They're all busy right now.
They all are busy right now. Okay. Is there anyone who can talk with me?
Well, that's why I'm waiting to get someone who can. So if you can just either hold on or call back in 10 minutes, one or the other.
All right. Just give you the call back after 10 minutes, okay? Just be on the bank. Don't go your home right now. Because I want to talk with your bank manager. How can they say that it's a scam number? They don't know who I'm talking with you right now. It's eBay. It's not any ABC company, madam. You are connected with eBay. It's a big company, big online process. You are connected with the eBay company. It's not any ABC, okay? And if your bank told me that it's a scam number, I'm going to report your bank. It's going to be a big case in Australia.
Well, but the number that came up was +64. So where are you calling from?
I'm telling you, if I got the proof about your bank that they really told me that it's a scam number, I'm going to report about your bank. Your bank don't know who I am. We are also a big company.
The number you initially rang me on came up as +64. What country is that?
I'm telling you why you are listening, why you are saying this type of thing. Because our company is not only based in Australia. It's based in all over world. All over world are dealing with our company. Okay? So that's the reason you are getting this call from any other country. But we are from Australia. We are giving the call from Melbourne, Victoria. All right?
Yeah, look, I'll get someone to talk to you as soon as I can.
Okay, I'm waiting for your response.
Yes, just hold on.
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here on...
Listen to me, ma'am. I think you are wasting my time and your time as well, right?
No, I am not wasting time. I want to make sure that my account is safe. So if you can just hold on, I believe someone's leaving.
Okay.
But just hang on a minute.
Okay, no worries.
Oh, right, I have someone here. He's telling me he's from eBay. That gentleman there said the number on the truck is a stamp number, but I've got
Yes, ma'am. This is David Wilson from the eBay company, right? And I do believe that you, the person who is standing in front of you, like he told you about me already.
Why? You can tell me who you are?
This is David Wilson from eBay. Do you know anything
from
about
eBay?
Yes, yeah, do you know anything
okay,
about
so
eBay?
Okay, so why are you calling this customer down to eBay?
Yes, I'm telling you, because what I can see in my server, under the customer information, these two eBay accounts have been running already. And they told me that, she told me that she's using only one eBay account. And what I can see, these two eBay accounts is running under her information. So I only tell her to remove your information from this eBay platform and close this eBay account. That's it. And she told me, no, I want to talk to my bank. I want to go to my bank. That's it. Just tell her. I'm not going to take any money from her account. I'm just helping her to close this eBay account, which is running under her information without her knowledge. Because in future, it's going to be a big issue, right? So I'm just helping her to just close this eBay account. That's it. Just tell her you please.
Right, and what do you need from her to do that?
No, I don't need anything from her. I'm just telling her to just log on to your eBay account, check is there any suspicious activity. And if there is no any suspicious activity, we will provide her the cancellation ID number. She get the cancellation ID number, and with the help of that, she can easily close that eBay account and fix up this problem. So in future, she is not going to get this type of call again. All right, that's it. Only this, that thing I'm trying to help her.
Not need to be rude. Just trying to understand this because the customer is afraid that you're a scammer, as you can imagine.
Listen to me.
Thank you.
That's I want to tell her. Just tell her you. I think you will tell her and she will understand.
Hello.
Sorry, your voice is breaking up, madam. Your voice is breaking up. Please come again. Ma'am, your voice is breaking up. Can you please come again?
I didn't even speak. So, what I'm asking is that if there is two eBay accounts and what you're saying is true.
Yes.
Then how does she know that she's got two eBay accounts?
I'm telling you why. Like, are you the person or you're from her bank?
I'm asking you, how does she identify that two eBay accounts?
I'm telling you, like, before 3 days, all right, before 3 days, we request account registration from her information, all right. But on that time, we know that...